time management, writing craft, marketing, quick tips for busy writers. This is the Juggling Author Podcast.
What's up out there, busy, hustling author? I hope that your day is going well, and I hope that you're able to tackle all of your writing goals today and to accomplish them with aplomb, and I don't even know what aplomb means, but I know that it sounds nice, aplomb and vigor and tenacity and stick-to-itiveness. Anyway, all those words basically mean nothing. Hey, I'm Jim Heskett, and this is the Juggling Author Podcast, and today I want to talk about when is done done. There's a quote that's attributed to George Lucas, and I don't know if he actually said it or not, but something like, it sounds a little too clever for George Lucas, but he said something like, movies are not finished, they escape, which, because according to legend, he was tweaking with the visuals in the Star Wars re-release version, like up until a day before the premiere or something like that. And I don't know if he actually said that or not, but the point is it's still a very valid quote that, given left to my own devices, I could theoretically edit a book into infinity. And I talked before on the on my What Would I Do Differently episode about how a couple weeks ago about how my first novel I wrote like a dozen drafts of it, and I wish I hadn't done that because it was a waste of time, but I didn't know any better at the time. And I know that certainly out there can be a temptation and that fear that maybe if I just give it one more pass over that it will turn into something, you know, it'll get just good enough. You know, it's not quite there, but if I give it one more draft. So in the answer to the question, how do I know when my book is done? It's done when I say that it is. And generally, it's also done based on the arbitrary deadlines that I set for myself. And I go into great detail about my drafting process in the book, The Juggling Author. But the basic structure of it is I write three drafts, sometimes two. It just depends. It depends on how clean that first draft is. But I write a zero draft, and then I go back and I quickly fill it out. And that's draft two. And if that is clean enough and is fleshed out enough, because I generally write short in the first draft or the zero draft, then I go back and fill it out. If that's long enough and clean enough and tells the story I want it to tell, then it's off to the editor after that. But I may give it one more draft, a third draft, and that's essentially a polish. And that polish draft is basically where I just make sure all the verbs are right. Anytime where I say, he got out of a car, could I say that he slipped out of the car? Or could I say he jumped out of the car? Or he lurched out of the car? Or he emerged from the car? You know, instead of he walked across the room, did he sprint? Did he saunter? Did he sashay? Did he meander across the room? You know, I make sure that all my verbs are exactly the right verbs that are there for the scene. And then generally it's done. And so I begin this process by setting draft deadlines for myself. I need to be done with the first draft by this day, the read through by this day. And sometimes it depends on what the deadlines are for my cover designer and my editor when I need to get things to them. Sometimes it's just arbitrary deadlines I set for myself, because without a deadline, I'm a lot less inclined to push myself to get something done. So knowing when my book is done has a lot to do with when I've decided it needs to be done. Because I know that for every book that when I get through that third draft and I know that it's clean and it has good verbs and the characters are where they need to be, I could theoretically go back and do draft 4, 5, and 6. But I think there is a law of diminishing returns when it comes to drafting, that from draft 1 to draft 2, the book is going to get, say, 50% better. From draft 2 to draft 3, the book is going to get, say, 15% better. From draft 3 to draft 4, the book is going to get 7% better. From draft 4 to draft 5, the book is going to get 3% better. And at that point, I really have to ask myself, is it worth the time to spend another week going over and changing words here and there for a 3% improvement in the quality of the manuscript? And the answer is generally no. A 3% quality of improvement is not going to make the difference between a 4.0 rating on Amazon and a 4.5 rating on Amazon. And one nice thing about being an indie author is that I can always go back later and revise that work if I feel like I need to. I mean, no matter what, there's always a couple of typos that slip through. And then usually early readers, if my ARC team, if the, you know, the editor, the proofreader, the ARC team haven't caught it, then somebody will let me know after it's published. And so I usually will publish a couple weeks after every book goes out anyway, if I notice a typo and when I read it myself. Because there's something about getting that official copy from Amazon that it's like I notice things I never noticed before. So there's no, unless you put something like an audiobook, then you can't really change it, or paperback is a little harder to change it, but it's still possible because there could be older versions out there. But my point is, my book is done when I say it's done, whenever it's done based on the deadlines that I've set for myself. And really, that's all I need to say about it. Today's episode is going to be short and sweet. I do want to say that the bonus episode of this week that you can only get over at patreon.com/thejugglingauthor by supporting me at the $1 a month level is about the discipline needed to become a writer. So I think that's going to be an interesting little monologue. Now, if you go over there, Patreon, and just support at $1, one measly dollar a month, you're going to get access to the show's archives, because you can only get the last 50 episodes from iTunes or Stitcher or wherever else you get it. Plus, you get the bonus episodes. You get one of those every Friday, and you get access to the whole history of bonus episodes immediately, which is pretty cool. Anyway, so thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate it, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Now get out there and set those deadlines and make sure that you hit them. All right, take care.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Juggling Author Podcast. Make sure to rate and review the show on iTunes and visit www.thejugglingauthor.com for free bonuses and more info about the show.